Welcome this morning to Zion, where we are gathered together to hear the Word of God and receive His gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Let us open this morning, this Pentecost Sunday, with the singing of our opening hymn, Salvation Unto Us Has Come.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, May 24th, 2026 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Josh and Rachel Welker and Robert Clem. The opening hymn is number 555, Salvation Unto Us Has Come, hymn number 555 found in the Lutheran service book. Casey and Sharon Jones are sponsoring the flowers on the altar today to the glory of God in honor of their 38th wedding anniversary, Josh and Rachel Welker's 14th wedding anniversary, and Corey and Jenna Jones's 3rd wedding anniversary. John and Megan Clem are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in honor of Quentin Clem's baptismal birthday on May 22nd.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great.
Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will instruct in the way that he should choose.
His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land.
The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Be to God on high. Thank you. be with you. Let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the Sunday of Pentecost, is from the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the Spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad. Then the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. And so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My Lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The catechetical review. In regards to the sacrament of holy baptism, what benefits does baptism give?
It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare.
Which are these words of God and promises?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned."
The second reading from the book of Acts, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth below. Blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the words of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of our hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 497, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord, hymn number 497, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Amen. It is the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit comes upon the believers who are assembled together. In John chapter 15, Jesus had promised, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." Now that day has come. And I find it interesting that in the scripture we have recorded for us two likes and one definite. There was a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Scripture does not say there was any wind, just that the sound was like a mighty rushing wind. I'm reminded of people who've experienced tornadoes when they say, "It sounded like a freight train." Now, there was no freight train, but the sound was like that of a freight train. And also there were divided tongues of fire. Again, as of fire, like fire. It looked like fire, and yet it wasn't burning anything up. And then after that comes the declaration of Scripture. And there is no like here. Instead, it is a declaration. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a statement of fact. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And what was the manifestation of the Spirit? The assembled apostles who were sitting there began to speak in other languages. They were not babbling nonsense. They were not rambling or anything like that. They were speaking languages they had not spoken before. It is the Tower of Babel in reverse. And what was it they were speaking of to the citizens and visitors of Jerusalem? As the hearers remark, we hear them telling the mighty works of God in our own language. And it is very plausible that these mighty works of God are the things they're speaking of Christ. And they were speaking of the redemption that we have in Christ Jesus and the redemption that he won for us on the cross. The good news of the gospel. In other words, the free grace of God won by Jesus' death and resurrection, along with the Spirit bestowed faith in Jesus. That was likely the subject of their preaching. For the Holy Spirit, the quiet member of the Trinity, is content not to point to himself, but rather the Holy Spirit points to Jesus and what Jesus has done and what Jesus has accomplished for us on the cross for our salvation. He is content to point to the work of Jesus on the cross for us. And the Holy Spirit works faith in the hearts of the hearers of the word. The Spirit of God works through means. And here in this instance, the Spirit is working through the means of the preaching of the apostles, the proclamation of the Word of God, working faith in the hearers' hearts and minds. The Spirit also works through the sacraments. Baptism regenerates us and makes us Christians. In your baptism, the Holy Spirit worked faith in you. In your baptism, the Holy Spirit made you his dwelling place. And he gave you faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And as you grew, as you grew, you continued to hear the Word of God. You heard it in family devotions. You heard the Word of God here in the worship service. You heard the Word of God in your Sunday school classes and personal devotions. And the faith that was planted in you at baptism continued to grow. And then you attended your catechism classes and all the places where the Word of God dwells distinctly and richly. And then later, in the confession of your confirmation, you professed faith in the real presence of Christ in the sacrament of the altar. And in that confession of faith, you received the sacrament of the altar, the true body and blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and for life everlasting. And then the Holy Spirit worked in faith through communion. He works to strengthen your faith in the very gifts that the sacrament of the altar gives. That is, trust in Christ, the forgiveness of your sins, and life everlasting. These are the gifts given in the sacrament of the altar. These are the gifts that the Holy Spirit creates faith in you to trust in. It is through the work of the Holy Spirit that we confess, that we believe, that we cannot believe. And that is just what we confess in the third article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. He keeps it in the one true faith with Jesus Christ. Yes, we as human beings, born with original sin, we are conceived blind, dead, and enemies of God. And as a rebel against God, not only can I not reach out and grab hold of faith, not only can I not reach out to God in faith, I can't believe in Him. In fact, I have no free will. My will was bound to darkness. My will was bound to sin. Your will was bound to sin. Your will was bound to darkness. In fact, all I could be was antagonistic to God. I believe that I cannot believe. As fallen people, we are unable to find God on our own, let alone to choose to entrust our lives to Him. As the Apostle writes in 1 Corinthians, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. He is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Then if I can't choose God, how am I saved? God did the choosing. God chose you in Christ Jesus. God chose me in Christ Jesus. It's just like we say in the first article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that God has made me and all creatures. He has given me my body and soul, my eyes, my ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger, guards and protects me from all evil. All this He does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. without any merit in me. Like, it's not because I'm so awesome or so great or so wonderful that God does these things. It's what He does. Everything you have, every skill and every talent that you have, everything you own, it is a gift to you from God without any merit or worthiness in you. And the same goes for your salvation. It's God who chooses you. It's God who calls you. Through His Word, through His sacraments, without any merit or worthiness in us, God the Holy Spirit created in us, and in all Christians, the very faith that trusts the words and the promises of God in the Word. Therefore, it's all God's work. It's not ours. It's all God's work. And through the gospel, the Spirit both invites you and enables you to believe God's word as He promises new life on the basis of Christ's death and Christ's resurrection. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. And again, it is written by the apostle, "To this He called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." He called you. But how is this done? Luther writes in his large catechism, "Just as the Son obtains dominion whereby he wins us through His birth, death, and resurrection, so also the Holy Spirit affects our sanctification by the following parts, namely the communion of saints, or the Christian church, and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." That is, first, what does He do? He leads us into His holy congregation, and He places you into the bosom of His church, whereby He preaches to you and brings to you Christ. For neither you nor I could ever know anything about Christ or believe in Him or obtain Him for our Lord unless it were offered to us and granted to us through the Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel. The work is done. The work is accomplished. Christ has acquired and gained the treasure by His suffering, by His death, by His resurrection. But if the work remained concealed so that no one knew it, then it would be in vain and it would be lost. This treasure would be worthless. This treasure, therefore, might not lie buried in the earth, but be grabbed hold of and enjoyed. God has caused the Word to go forth out into the world. We hear them speaking in our own languages, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and Cretans and Arabians, believers from Egypt and Rome, all in our own language. The word has gone out, proclaimed. And in this word, the Holy Spirit gives us the treasure. Therefore, sanctifying is nothing else than bringing us to Christ to receive this good and gracious gift, which we could not attain on our own or of ourselves. Learn then to understand this article, this third article, most clearly. If you are asked, "What do you mean by the words, 'I believe in the Holy Spirit'?" then you can answer, "I believe that God the Holy Spirit makes me holy." His name implies it. His name says it. But how does He accomplish this? Or what methods does He use and means to this end? The answer is this: by the Christian church, by the forgiveness of my sins, by the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and through the administration of the sacraments, the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting belong to me. For in the first place, he has a unique congregation in the world, which is Mother, and begets and bears every Christian through the Word of God, which he reveals and preaches, and through which he illumines and enlightens and kindles the hearts that they might understand and accept and cling to it and persevere in it. This is the work of God's Holy Spirit. He gathers you up. He brings you the Word. He brings you the sacraments. He creates faith in the Word and the sacraments. He gives you the very faith you need to believe His Word. This is what He does. He does it silently. He does it without pointing to Himself. He does it all by pointing to Christ and what Christ has done for us. Therefore, let us thank the Son for sending the Spirit, and praise and thank the Spirit for bringing us to faith and to life everlasting. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of our offertory.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or at our website www.zlclinc.org, where you will find the links to the Internet, Facebook, and YouTube live streams. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
We rise for prayer. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, You delivered your word through Moses and the prophets and fulfilled your word in Christ. He was planted in death for our sins and raised for our justification. And in him shall all the nations of the earth be united. Give us pastors who will preach this truth faithfully and church workers who are devoted to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord God, you have poured out the Holy Spirit upon us that we might believe your truth and raise our sons and daughters in it. Bless all parents that they may faithfully train up their children in your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon this nation. Grant us a long memory to recall those who have given the full measure of devotion to our country's peace and security. Bring to mind the sacrifices of those who served faithfully until death in the protection of our freedom and in the defense of our land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Lord Almighty, draw near to those who face the distress of sickness, surgery, and pain. Hear our prayer of thanksgiving for the successful kidney surgery granted to Steve Shoemaker, and grant, Lord, his continued healing and well-being. We pray also that your blessings of peace and confidence would rest upon Norm Mueller as he prepares for heart surgery later this week. Bless Norm, O Lord, with a smooth surgery and with a swift return home. Let those in physical need not be afraid. We ask you to heal them according to the abundance of your steadfast love. Especially do we pray for Teresa Ricard as she is hospitalized with heart issues. Comfort her in her weaknesses, O God, and lead her physicians to find the proper treatment for her ailment. May Teresa and all the sick and infirm, O Lord, turn to you for help, strength, and well-being. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty Father, with your Son, Jesus Christ, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts through your word to rule and govern us according to your will. Comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, and defend us against every error, that we may continue steadfast in the faith. Increase in love and good works, and trusting firmly in your grace, obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 477, Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts to Heaven, hymn number 477 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please be seated. Just a couple quick announcements. One, there is no youth group activities today, and it's summertime, so we'll be having youth group activities like one a month, and there'll be a certain activity. Lori, do you have anything you wanted to mention about the pictorial directory? Yes, yes.
We will be handing out some directories, so please be patient with us, but they're here.
All right, thank you. And she mentioned the voters meeting. We do have a voters meeting in between services this morning at about 9:10 this morning, and we'll reconvene here, and we'll vote on a preschool pre-K teacher for our school. So may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.